Pastor John called me on Thursday. He wanted me to express to you that he's thinking about us, and he also solicits your prayer. He's been away for 2 weeks, intensive classes. Just solicits your prayer that he will have the strength to endure those classes. He's learning new things, and he'll be excited to share those thoughts with our church when he comes back. So please remember Pastor Jones in your prayer. Our sermon this morning is entitled, "It's Not I, But Christ." It's not about us, but it's all about Jesus' grace. Joel Klimkiewicz, if I pronounce that right, Joel Klimkiewicz, is the Marine that was, he refused to draw his M16 weapon because of his faith. Just became Seventh-day Adventist. When his superior told him to draw his M16 weapons, prepare for the second call to go out, to go back to Iraq, Joel Klimkiewicz confessed that he is now a Seventh-day Adventist, and his church opposed carrying weapons and taking people's lives. So he would like to apply for a conscientious objector status to be a non-combatant Marine. The Marine Corps was not kind to him, so he forced him to go back to Iraq. In Iraq, he filed another application to have the conscientious objector, but he was sent to the military prison and be there for 7 months. He was reduced, his rank was reduced to private, and he also was given the bad conduct discharge. The General Conference learned about Joel, and they wrote letters in his behalf to the Marine Corps to have him stand a fair trial. I believe the case is pending. But it was not about Joel refused to obey order. It was for his convictions about his loyalty to God. His confinement to the prisons, his rank reduction, and receive that bad conduct discharges became a driving motivation for him to hold on to his faith. The General Conference appealing that we need to pray for Joel Klimkiewicz. It's not about him. It's all about Christ's mercy and his grace. Sermon this morning is not about it's not about me, not I, but Christ. It's not about us. It's all about Christ who has shown mercy on us. Chapter 17 of the book of Exodus tells about the experience of the children of Israel. They were on the journey to the promised land. They were on the march to the land of Canaan. It tells us the children of Israel saw the experience of the sovereignty of God. They were the survivors of the plagues that suffered the Egyptians. They were the ones that survived the plagues. They saw that. They saw the parting of the Red Sea, and they were the one that walked through the experience. They drank from the water, the beads of water that was made sweet by throwing a piece of wood in the water, turn it drinkable. They saw, they felt, and experienced that. When they cried for meat, God provide quails in the evening and rain down from heaven manners. They saw the sovereignty of God in their behalf. By the way, the journey was long. They were getting tired. The excitement about the promised land where the milk and honey flow seems difficult for them to imagine. Chapter 17 tells us the people began to complain. They murmuring quarrel against Moses. Some said, if I remember, Moses and Aaron, when they promote to go to the promised land, they never mentioned that we will be walking all days and all night without food and water. Some says, I remember they never mentioned that when we go to the promised land, we will never be bitten by snakes or we'll be threatened by other nations. The bottom line, the people were discouraged. The excitement about the promised land lost their interest. They plot against Moses. They want to stone him, kill him, and take people back. The people discouraged. Imagine how Moses felt. So the people asked Moses two questions. If you look at Exodus chapter 17, two questions they asked Moses. 17 verse 3. But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and our livestock die of thirst? Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? What is your reason, Moses? What are we doing here in the desert? That's the first question they asked Moses. The second question, Exodus 17, verse 7. And he called the place Massa and Meribah, because the Israelites quarrel and because they test the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Why you bring us over here so we die in the desert? Why? Moses, is all of this, is God with all of this? Those questions has been heard throughout centuries. Myself as an associate pastor, I sometimes ask those two questions. When I feel tired and fatigued in the ministry, I ask, what am I doing here, Lord? Is this your plan for me? In our walks of life, we hear those questions. How about your marriage? Lord, why am I doing in this relationship? What am I getting into? Lord, are you present in my relationship? about your business. You were excited about a business. Sense of prosperity. And later on he said, what am I doing here, Lord? Are you blessing this business? We can hear that question in walks of life, in our professions. When we lose the focus, when we seem not connected, those questions come up. What am I doing here? Is God present for all of this? If you're students, Martha Stewart, I think yesterday he was being released from the federal prison, and I knew for sure he asked the same question, why am I doing in the federal prison? What is my purpose? Now Martha Stewart is in the house arrest. She probably asked, why am I doing in this house? $16 million estate. She settled in there. Moses asked the questions. What I have to do with these people, Lord? Are you with me, Lord? When people get discouraged, they ask why. When they lose focus, they wonder if God is still with them. But chapter 17, meditate and study the chapter. It's about the discouragement of the people of God and Moses and Aaron. But in the chapter 17, God helped Moses to deal with the discouragements of the people in the wilderness. How to deal with discouragement? If you look at verse 4, Exodus 17, verse 4. You know, people were complaining, Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Moses, you gotta provide water for us. Moses, if not, we're gonna stone you to death. And verse 4 says, Moses cried out to the Lord. What am I to do with these people, Lord? They are almost ready to stone me. When we feel discouraged, we need someone to consult with. When you have a burden in your heart, you need someone that you can trust so you can go and just open your heart. You need to take it out of your system. What kind of person you go to? Go to a trustworthy person. When we are overwhelmed with discouragement, Moses opened up his heart to God. He consults with God. God, I don't have an idea what to do. We need to consult. When we consult with somebody, we need to be honest. Consult with God, we need to trust the Lord. We need to take His word for it and be willing to do what He wants us to do. Psalms 50, verse 5, call upon me in a day of trouble and I will deliver you and you will what? You will honor me. When we overwhelm with discouragement, we need to consult, we need to trust the Lord. Open our hearts unto Him. He has a plan for us. We may come to the point that I don't know what to do, but God has a plan for us. Not only We need to consult with God, like Moses. But when people discourage, they ask the question, why? What is your motive? What is your reason, Moses, bringing up to Egypt, out of Egypt? In verse 3, Exodus chapter 3, chapter 17, verse 3, that's the question we read before. Why did you bring out of Egypt to die in Dershowitz? What is your reason, Moses? Did you know they repeat the same question, the same complaint they ask in chapter 16? If you look just one page backwards, 16, Exodus 16, verse 2 and 3. I will read it for us if you turn your scripture. In the Dershowitz, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt, there we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us into the Dershowitz to starve this entire assembly to death. Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? We were comfortable there. And you know what Moses answered? Look at verse 8, chapter 16, verse 8. Moses answered, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the breads you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? Who are you? Are not grumbling against us, but against who? When they asked Moses, why did you bring us here? Moses said, I do it for the Lord. We got to have the right motive to keep on keeping on. Why are we doing what we do? Last Sunday we went bike riding with the tried to start a bike riding ministry. So we went last Sunday. We took off from Escondido Mall around Lake Hodges, and we rode all the way until we arrived at the dam over there. You've probably seen that on the news. A lot of people came out to ride and enjoy the lake. It's good to climb uphill, downhill, and feel the breeze on your face, and look at the water. Beautiful. One of those memories is good for your meditations. Spend time out in nature. So we arrive at the dam and enjoy the overflowing of the dam. People coming to look at it. So we came back. It's about 15 to 17 miles long. I almost couldn't make it to my car, because the lactic acid built up in my calf and my thighs. I experienced there was cramps all over. Every time I push the pedal, there's a cramp. Those who before me didn't know how much I suffered. The excitement of bike riding escaped me because I was suffered. It felt good when I arrived in my car. So I drove around here. I was thinking to go home, but somehow I turned around the parking lot. I looked down there, the bank over there. There were groups of deacons. They were cutting down those pine trees. They work hard. I said to myself, see what you're getting yourself into? Now you cannot get out of it. You got to go and help those deacons. I was so tired. I said to myself, I'm not going to help those guys. As I look out and saw them working hard, a question popped in my mind. Why did they do what they were doing? The answer, it was all because of Jesus. Do you want to know something? If it wasn't for Jesus, I would never get out of my car to help those guys. I dragged myself out of my car. is all because of Jesus. When we have the right motivations, regardless of our conditions, we still want to do because of Jesus' name. Not for ourselves. We do it for Jesus. To deal with discouragement, we got to have the right motive. Not only we got to have the right motives, but in verse 5, Exodus chapter 17, verse 5, Moses came to God. He was so discouraged. His life is on the line. Have no idea how to deal with people. And he came to God. Verse 5. The Lord said to Moses, Moses, you need to walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of the Israel and take in your hand the staff which you struck the Nile and go. When Moses came trying to cut, God, I'm tired. I had it. God said, Moses, keep on walking. Keep on walking ahead of the people, but take elders with you. We need to walk with the Lord. How did Moses walk with the Lord? God said to Moses, take the what? Take the word in your hand. We need persistence in what we do. We need persistence. In spite of challenges in life, we need to keep at it. But we need to walk a little ahead of the people. When we walk ahead of the people, when we walk and have the word, the staff of God in our hands, you know what's going to happen? People will follow us. They now follow us because of what we do, but because of what? We walk with God. People want to see God in us. Walk on. Be persistent in your walk with the Lord. If you look at the 17, verse 8 and 13, I will read it for us. It emphasizes that point. Persistent with the Lord. Verse 8 to 13, I read it as you follow. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. Moses, Aaron, and Hur went on to top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hand, the Israelites winning. But when his hand lowered, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him and sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hand up one on each other's, so that his hand remained steady until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite's army with the sword. You know, my family, this morning, when we persistent with our walk with the Lord, people will follow us. When we persistent with our walk with the Lord, when Moses persistent to hold up the word of God, it encouraged Joshua, who was fighting down the valley. And the Lord, and the word of God says, as was Moses holding out his hand to the Lord, the people of God gained victory. We need to be persistent in what we do in our walk with the Lord. To overcome discouragement, we need Christ to reflect out of us. It will influence others to follow us. Not only we have to be persistent with our walk with the Lord, but in verse 15 and verse 16, Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "For our hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord, and the Lord will be at what? At war against the enemy, Amalekites, from generation to generations." My friend, this morning, to overcome discouragement, we have to be thankful. The Lord is fighting the battle in our behalf. The Lord is fighting the battle in our behalf. When we lift up our hands to the Lord, some of Bible commentator says, lifting up the hands to the Lord, we are petitioning, we are praying that may God's power still work in your behalf. When we pray, God works. Family, this morning, chapter 17 is a chapter that God helped Moses to deal with the discouragement of the people. He needs to consult with God, trust Him. He needs to have a right motivation. Why are we doing what we do? It's all about God, not about ourselves. We need to be persistent in our walk with the Lord. Not just walking, we need to walk with the Lord. So people will see Christ in us. And we have to believe, be thankful, God is fighting the battle. The Lord is my banner. Joel Klimskowicz is still in jail, was in jail for 7 months. He knew refusing to take arms, to bear arms, result in the jail. He knew it. But he held on to it because he knew the battle belongs to the Lord. The General Conference reached out for him. We need to join in a battle through our prayers. When we feel discouraged, we can consult with the Lord. It's the right motivations. It's not about anybody else. All because of the mercy of Jesus. Walk with the Lord, knowing that He is fighting the battle in our behalf. We will be able to reach the promised land. If we divide, we will not be able to make it. But thanks be to God, it's not our battle. It's His best battle. Father God, thank you for encouraging us. We may don't have the answers, but you do. We may feel discouraged, but help us to see Jesus. That's the reason why. Help us, dear Lord, to be persistent in our walk with you, knowing it's not our battle. It's your battle. Help us to gain victory so we can continue to lift up our hands to reach the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.